I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Body bags are being requested and hunger is growing. The Central Philippines is like a war zone. Mission Mobilizer with Send International Canada, Trent Rawlings, is in the Philippines. He says little search and rescue is taking place right now. Everyone's in survival mode. While relief aid is pouring in, it's backing up because of damaged infrastructure.
They have not been able to eat for 5 going on 6 days now. Now the concern is starvation. Now the concern is lack of clean water and especially medicine for those who are injured.
As you generously support Send International, you're ensuring relief and the gospel. And growth has its own peril. MNN's Ruth Kramer takes a look in China.
Greg, the rural church is in a stage of transition with the urban rise. It's not unusual to see a pastor overseeing at least 9 churches with thousands of believers and counting. That begs the question, are there enough leaders? New Bible schools are sprouting up in an effort to meet this need. In the northern province we visited, a pastor shared excitement over the Bible school that opened 4 years ago. Those graduates are now teachers. Speaking through an interpreter, the pastor said they're focused on trying to partner with other seminaries and Bible schools in an effort to strengthen their school.
We are hoping that we can exchange our teachers to the other theological seminary to further their study, so we can have a better generation to be trained.
Bibles for China can help there. I'll put some links in at our website. Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News, Northern China.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. This month, Mission Network News is offering the book Finishing the Task by Christian Aid Mission. It features stories of Native missionaries making an impact for Christ in their own countries. Get your free copy of the book at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.